This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
What you got to remember when interacting with people in modern society is that many of them are what we used to call, in role-playing games, NPCs, or non-player characters. These were characters in the scenario, like, you know, in the imaginary world that you're playing in. These are characters that were controlled by the game master. These are not characters that had their own real-life people playing with you. Like, there would be other players, you know, you and your friends would sit down, you would each have a character, and one person's got a wizard. You know, another person's got a fighting elf or whatever, and depending on what game you were playing. And then there was the game master or the dungeon master in Dungeons and Dragons, as it was called. And this dungeon master or game master would control the non-player characters. Well, many of the people that you encounter in society today are non-player characters in the sense that they are not conscious beings. They are not aware. They do not have any clue of what's going on. They are on automatic. They are sleepwalking through life. They are controlled by the media. They're controlled by corporate advertising. They are engineered to believe certain things and speak certain things and vote a certain way. And in fact, you might argue that about 80% of the population is made up of these non-player characters. NPCs are very, very common. It's rare to find someone who is awake, who's aware. And then you have these people on the left who call themselves woke, W-O-K-E. They think they're awake because they think they woke. They're not. They're just controlled. They're controlled into a rage, into a hatred and an emotional rampaging experience to direct hate toward the enemies of the globalists, which, of course, is Donald Trump and anyone who supports him. But these so-called woke people, they're just the same robots, same drones, same NPCs as the other NPCs. In other words, anybody who just goes along with whatever they're told and doesn't think for themselves is an NPC. And you, as you are moving through this world, you're going to have to deal with a lot of NPCs. Because, again, they are the majority. By far, they are the majority. And what's fascinating is, even as you're trying to save these people, as you are and I am, and many others, we're trying to set people free. Just like Neo in the Matrix, right? He goes into the Matrix, and he's surrounded by all these people who are slaves to the Matrix, but they don't know it because they think their artificial reality is the real world, right? And he's trying to save them, but they are resisting him. They are trying to block his efforts, and this is true in the real world. The people you're trying to save, those very people, are the people who will strongly oppose you. You try to wake up a liberal and say, look, everything that you believe is fiction. You've been plugged into fake news. CNN, New York Times, they fabricate false news, and when they run corrections, they run them on a page that you never see. Everything that you think is fake. Like a lot of people think there's all these hate crimes all across America. Most of them turn out to be hoaxes. There was this waiter in Texas, kind of a Middle Eastern looking waiter kid. He's a young guy. And it went very viral when he took a picture of a receipt that he said it was written on there, no tips for terrorists. And he said that was written by the customers and that he didn't get a tip. And he went public with this, and it went viral, of course, all over the left-wing media. Turns out he made the whole thing up, and he admitted it. He has now openly admitted it. The whole thing was a hoax. So where is the correction? Well, the correction is nowhere to be found. Isn't that interesting? There's no correction. Because, of course, they don't want you to know that that has been corrected. They want you to continue to think that racism is alive and well in America, and they don't want anybody to know that some of these things, a lot of them, are actually hoaxes. And that's just one example. In so many cases, the very people that you're trying to save are the people who are trying to destroy you, because they are living in a fictional construct that has been engineered for their minds. Their belief systems are fabricated. Their reality is fake. Everything that they think is true is actually fake. Like, they think the Russians hacked the election. But if you ask them, well, how? They can't explain how. They don't know. They're not aware of any mechanism by which that happened. You show them a video of Obama saying, there's no way that the elections could be hacked. Our election system is too decentralized. It's impossible to hack. Remember Obama's speech where he said, I think Trump should stop whining and start working to earn votes. Remember that? Well, see, liberals have forgotten that. They've deleted that from their memory because it doesn't fit their false reality. So to maintain their false delusional reality, they have to, of course, always re-engineer their history, their memories. Their entire reality has to be reshaped, re-sculpted at every moment, because they're not living in the real world, and that's why they can't face reality. You know, when Judge Jeanine Pirro went on The View and was trying to talk to Whoopi Goldberg and was trying to list all the positive things that Trump has accomplished, tax cuts, more take-home pay for people, more jobs, less unemployment by far, record low unemployment for African Americans and Latino Americans and so on. Whoopi Goldberg, she couldn't process that, and she went ballistic like that robot on the original Star Trek episode. It does not compute. And she just went insane. Smoke started coming out of her ears, and she started spitting fire. That's Whoopi Goldberg. Because it just, the reality doesn't compute. And these people, these NPCs, like Whoopi Goldberg, she's like a non-player character. She's a biological robot bag who has just been imprinted or indoctrinated with false information. She's a walking bag of skin and bones whose mind is controlled by someone else. And this is all by design. And this is what you're encountering. You know, you're going to find it even in your own family. You have family members who are like just brain dead. You know, we all have family members like that. You try to talk to them about things and they make no sense. They have belief systems that cannot be assailed. And by the way, one of the ways that you can determine that this is the case, and one of the ways you can determine that people have these steadfast belief systems that are immune to reality is when they use the word just when they're explaining something. You try to engage in debate or conversation with them and you say, well, what specifically do you think that Trump has done policy-wise that's bad for America? And they'll reply to you using the word just, and they'll say something like, well, I just think he's just a bad person. This word just is your clue. Just means that someone has a belief system that they can't explain and they can't defend. They just feel it. They know it in their mind. They just have this feeling that that's the way things are. And it cannot be assailed or challenged when they say that. I just think that Hillary would have been better, right? That's another thing that they can say. Or, I just think that immigrants should deserve a chance. That means they're not willing to talk about why we should secure our borders, for example. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. I just think that America is a racist nation. So listen for that word just, because that means you're dealing with a non-player character. Now, what else is interesting about all this is that occasionally you can convert or awaken a non-player character into conscious status. This is called the Great Awakening, and it happens to many people, happens all the time. People say, you know, I woke up. I've been awakened to the reality that our system is totally controlled, that there's not a justice system. There's two systems of justice, really. In other words, not an equal justice system where the politically connected elitists, they get special laws and special protections, but everyday people, they get targeted for prosecution and they get denied their freedom and they get, you know, thrown in prison like Paul Manafort for doing nothing wrong. There's a lot of people waking up these days, and Trump is the great disruptor, and he has caused a lot of people to awaken. which is, of course, to his credit, because he's challenging the status quo. And for that reason alone, Trump deserves our ongoing support. I support Trump for president for two terms, at least two terms. He'll be an old man by the time he finishes his second term, but he will have given America a chance to take back our country from the globalists and from the authoritarians and the tyrants who want to run our country into the ground and steal our freedom in the process. So that's just something to think about. Just remember, you are living in a kind of matrix where the things that most people believe are false beliefs. They're utterly false, but they think they're true. And when you slam up against those beliefs, it's like running into a brick wall, and they'll use the word just. I just don't think that Trump is a good person. But remember, you are trying to save these people by setting them free. But to do so, you're going to have to overcome them, because they have been programmed and trained to shut you down, resist you, shame you, defame you, slander you, attack you, sometimes physically attack you. They've been trained to destroy you. And they're working off of that program. They are programmed robots, and they're on kill orders, and they're just trying to kill all Trump supporters. That is exactly what's happening right now. So keep all that in mind. Listen to my podcasts. They're now at real.video. Just go to the channel known as HR Report. HR Report. You can also hear them at healthrangerreport.com if you wish. But real.video has really taken off. It's exploding in popularity. Thousands of videos there and all kinds of great stuff to watch. Plus a few crazy things like a bunch of flat earth videos that people keep uploading, which I find very entertaining. So I don't ban them because I believe in, you know, free speech, even if your ideas are kind of loonyville. But you can find some of those videos on there if you want. In any case, check out Trump.news also. And another one of my websites, newstarget.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.